الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الرسول، بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك، وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته، والله يعصمك من الناس. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has ordered Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhar rasool, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, that convey, propagate ma mausula, whatever has been revealed to you. Ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, everything that was revealed to you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is your responsibility and duty that you must convey, propagate, teach it to the others. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, and if you don't convey everything which Allah had revealed to you, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ, you did not fulfill the duty of tabligh, of conveying this message of Allah Ta'ala to mankind. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and you don't have to worry, Allah will protect you. Your duty is to convey this message. The ulama-i-kiram are warathatul anbiya. They are the warith, the inheritors of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and of many other aspects of mirath. Mirath, if a person passes away and he left some properties, he left some bank balance, he left few other things, the inheritors have a share in all of those things. Not that they can make arrangement that one take the property, one take the cash, but basically everyone has a share in each of those things. So the ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya, inheritors of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everything Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, the ulama, it's their responsibility also now, a share in everything. And amongst all those things is the teaching of deen also. In that is to cry at night for the ummah also. That was also a share of the of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only to teach the students, but to have concern for them, fikr for them also. All that which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. Not only to teach deen verbally and in theory, but to bring deen in practice into the next generation. That was also a duty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was also our duty. Ma unzila, everything which Allah had revealed. And alhamdulillah, in my humble opinion, in the world today, The only place where this duty is being fulfilled are the Darul Ulooms, where everything what Allah had conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Darul Ulooms are teaching it and passing it on to the next generation. There are many things in our deen which generally are not practiced on today, like capital punishment. Perhaps there are a few places in the world till today, alhamdulillah, but generally it is not being practiced upon. The Islamic Khilafat, it's not in existence, but it's taught in the Darul Ulooms. All these things are taught in the Darul Ulooms. The whole of deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at least as far as teaching is concerned, is alive in these Darul Ulooms. When Quran Sharif is taught from Alham Sharif till Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, the whole of deen is in the Quran Sharif. And the tashreeh, the explanation of the Quran apart, is the hadith apart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When any jami' kitab is taught, Bukhari Sharif has been made khatam today, Mishkat Sharif, many other hadith kitab, then all that is taught to one generation is passing it on to the next generation. Then the fiqh of our a'imma, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah. When this fiqh is taught, that whole deen in detail and in a very organized manner, every aspect of deen is taught. Jihad, the details of jihad, the booty of war, how it must be distributed, all this is taught. So alhamdulillah, we should make lot of shukr that Allah has blessed us with these Darul Ulooms, where at least the teaching of deen 100% is alive still in the ummah. And we should, our appreciation must not only be verbal, but more than that, send our children also here. Don't worry so much of university and other education. This is the first and foremost education that is required. And the need of the ulama, which the ummah needs, not what Harding needs. We are not the ummah of Harding. We are the ummah of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as ulama needed any and everywhere in the world, it is all of us together our duty to produce so many ulama. And till Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah used to say, with every jamaat I wish there must be an alim. There is shortage of alim, and where in the world? Allahu Akbar. Just a little bit. In Pakistan, a jamaat that went now recently to one place, far away in the frontier border. The one person came to the Imam Sahib and he said, won't you make the janaza namaz of my father? This is in Pakistan, Islamic State, what we call. He said, no problem, bring it. When they brought it, he made out that person is still alive, he's breathing still. So he said, how can you make janaza namaz, he's still alive? He says, this jamaat came, I don't know when a jamaat will come again. And the Amir was not even an alim. He says, my father is going to die in a few days' time. There won't be anyone to make janaza namaz. So make advanced janaza namaz for him. You might laugh, but this is the shortage of the ulama. That there aren't even people to make janaza. And this I'm talking of Pakistan. I'm not talking of some South America or Australia or somewhere. One other place, the jamaat went. They told, won't you, the Amir Sahib, if you make janaza. He said, no problem, bring the janaza. They brought it, they found the fresh blood on the kafan. He said, what is this? He says, what we do here, we chop off the left hand. So on Qiyamah's day, he can only get his nama amal in his right hand. He can't get it, because he won't have a left hand, he can't get nama amal in his. So this jahalat, how much ulama, how many darul ulooms are still here? Very, very fortunate and blessed. Maulana Yaqub Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, his father, mashallah, was his support. All the other people, Maulana Aliye, mashallah, all this darulums and all the darulums in the world, what is required, much, much more. And to support it, verbally also. And to support it, morally also. And to support it, with dua also. Send our children also, and even financially. Not only moral, one time Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi writes, one person was going with his little dog
and the dog was dying. And he was crying crocodile tears. My dog is dying. Asked him why, what's wrong? Say, my dog is dying, my lifelong companion, my guide, my companion. So he says, what is he dying of? He said, hunger. So he says, this big basket you got on your head, what's in there? He said, bread. So he said, why don't you give him a few pieces of bread? His life will get saved. He said, that costs money. And the steers are free of charge. So today, to talk and say, MashaAllah, Darul Homs and Ulama are great work, free of charge. And if Allah should charge us how much our mobile cell phones it cost us, then we should be careful what we talk. But but it looks free of charge. We will be charged with مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ حَاتِيمٌ. For every word we will be charged what we said. The tongue of ours, جِسْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. It's a small little tongue, but the sin of it is very, very big. And وَأَجْرُهُ كَبِيرٌ كَذَلِكَ. It's a reward also if we speak the right things. So anyway, so support financially also, open our hearts. This is a cause, mashallah, that we will earn great, great rewards. Anyway, so this, whatever Allah Ta'ala had revealed, must be passed on to the next generation. It is the duty of our madaris, our darulum, makatib, and every parent also. Where every parent is responsible, O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself also and your family also from the fire of Jahannam. So it is every parent's duty first and foremost to give ta'aleem, Islamic education, tarbiyah, Islamic nurturing to our children. Teach them namaz, make sure they're making namaz. Teach them salam, make sure they're making salam also. The whole of deen. What is practical for every individual, it's the parents' duty also. That what is in their sphere, they don't have to know all the rules about qaza, about how a qadi must make judgment. But what is, if he's a poor person, he doesn't have to know the rules of zakat. But when he becomes rich, he has to learn the rules of zakat also. But that amount, every parent, and every parent as an ummati is also responsible that this generation must give Islam to the next generation. Where this did not happen in many, many countries of the world, wallah I'm saying, where they were 100% Muslim, they are zero Muslims today. Because those parents did not pass the message. Cambodia, Honolulu. Honolulu, we know it for something else. What is Honolulu? Honolulu. The Arabs had found Honolulu. Today when we think of Honolulu, we think of all other things. But it was a Muslim country, Ceylon, Ceylon. When the Arabs went, the Muslims went, and they found a lot of water. There's every 100 meters water, lot of water. They called it Ceylon. Madagascar, Madinatul Azhar, where there were 100% Muslims at that time. Today, hardly Muslims. Mozambique, Musa bin Bey. And till today, the currency, Mitika, is from Mitka. All this in Madagascar, till today, the greeting is Salam. Days of the week are Ithnain, Thulatha, Arbi'a, till today. What a, how Lord they had sacrificed. If we learn the history of many countries, our heart burns. That these be this, the parents did not give it to the next generation. And there was opposition, there were challenges. There was the missionaries who had worked. There was the atheists and the communists who had completely stopped people from to take the name Allah was a capital crime for which you would be put to death. Today we serve people are having a taraz objection on the capital crime of Islam, that a person must be stoned to death, his hands must be cut. On we were in Lusaka, one Maulana Iqbal Patel, our friend, he said that once he was at the airport and some nuns surrounded him and they told him in this day and age that there is still capital punishment in Islam and you people uphold it, hand must be cut, you must be stoned to death, etc. So he, Allah blessed him, he said that when King Faisal Marhum had visited America some years ago, the journalists surrounded him and they posed the same question to him. And I'll give you the same answer which he gave to them. He said, you are a journalist, you know the statistics of the world in every field. Tell me, you are from different countries, give me the statistics of the crime in each country of yours. They gave the statistics. The last was America's statistics, which was the highest crime in the world. Then he said, give me Saudi Arabia statistics. Zero compared to this. So he says, what do you want? You want crime, or you want the criminal to be set free and the innocent public to be held ransom all the time by the crooks? Then he told them that when Zambia gained independence in 64 as a presidential pardon, many prisoners were set free. The one prisoner who was in prison for rape, he was set free, and as he came out, he raped another nun also. So he told them, you have come from Ireland, and you have come to serve the poor people of Africa, but you tell me how much of you get raped. He said, yes, it's true. So he says, you are innocent. You came for their well-being in your mind, for their benefit you have come, but you getting raped. Islam's treatment and Islam's law, you make an example of one, not even yet an example, just pass the law. In fact, not even Islam's law. Today, if South Africa passes the law of the death penalty, crime will be cut by half. Just by the law being passed, not yet still enacted. Just by it being passed, already crime. And you make an example of one to an Islamic system of doing it, then crime will come zero. But today, the whole public is kept ransom by a few crooks. And we have 30, and the reason for that is 1910, South African Parliament, adultery was a crime in the country. The old parliamentarians say, if it's a crime, we all guilty. So they had to change the law to make themselves not guilty. So this is what this Western culture, what a deen Allah has given us. So anyway, this is the deen which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. And very important, we should understand, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam told to one Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala who asked that Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam said, you must teach deen, deen must stay alive. He said, we are teaching deen to our children, deen will remain alive. And otherwise, Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam warned how the deen went out of the Yahud and Nasara. But they are still convinced we got deen. But the reality is, deen is out of them. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned that must not happen to my ummah. That we think we got deen, but deen is out of our lives. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, a time will come when the masjid will be full of masjids, of musallis, but there won't be one Muslim. The masjid will be full of musallis, but there won't be one mu'min. Zindiq. You have 200 liter drum of zamzam. You put one urine drop in there. Our aqaid, our beliefs, today is the time when people want modern Islam. They want a watered down Islam. Islam that fits in the glove of Islam that fits in the hand of America and the West. We cannot change our Islam. Islam is that Islam which Allah had given, ma unzila ilayka min rabbi. Not a modern Islam, a Turkish model of Islam, or a Saudi Salafi model of Islam. That is not acceptable. You have a Coca-Cola bottle, and I'm just giving an example, otherwise Coca-Cola, we shouldn't even take the name of Coca-Cola. It is poison through and through for health. There is absolutely no good, it's only poison for health. One friend of ours, Maulana Muhammad Mullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Stanger, or no Maulana yet, and oh, just little bit, Maulana served for 17 years as the Imam, and without exaggeration, he was never never late 1 minute for one namaz. The committee after 17 years thought we should keep a second Imam also. And then they decided, they informed Maulana. Maulana was very jolly and witty also. So when they told him, Maulana, you also a human being, And we realized your service you gave us for 17 years, we kept a second imam also to relieve you, you also can go. He said, Alhamdulillah. It took people 17 years to realize I'm also human. For 17 years, you people think, I don't know what you thought of me, am I an animal or am I a machine? Well, but after 17 years at least, now you realize I'm human also. Anyway, once he hosted us, was very generous also. He took off his trophy and he showed me a hole at the back the size of a tennis ball. And he said, all this is the nahusat, the evil, the poison of coke. And then he jogged, was used to jog a lot, his weight was so much, treadmill, medicine, treatment, but he passed away young, rahimahullah. And so this is only poison, many other cases of the evil. And I usually say, if only the Maulvi stop drinking coke, we bring the economy of America right down. The economy is on this, look at petrol in South Africa, around 12, 13 rand, round about there. And the price of coke, they say, is about 10 rand, a liter the same amount. In many, most countries that have gone, coke and petrol price is the same. And some countries, it is more expensive than petrol also. So what they have done, really, they haven't bought, and most of the oil petrol in the world is in the Muslim countries. So they took the oil from us, and without oil, nothing, this mic won't work. Nothing will operate. The world will come to a grinding halt without oil. And they take the oil, and they really didn't pay us, they gave us coke in return. And coke with all its, there is no side effects in coke. The whole thing is poison. And it is only harm, this coke. And remember also, please keep this in our mind. Every drop of coke I drink, I am taking the one drop of blood of the Palestinians. Every drop of coke, a percentage goes to Israel to kill Palestinians. So think, one side we are champions of Gaza and Israel. On the other side, we are supporting the Jews in order to kill the Palestinians. And not only Palestine, the evil, they have spread it in the world, their poison. And we are supporting them whenever we drink one drop of coke. So anyway, what was I saying? Yeah. So this deen which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, it's not only the knowledge of deen, the mizaj of deen, the orientation of deen, that is also part. To make amal on deen, Allah give jazah khair to our brother who was speaking just now, that if you don't learn ilm, it's one time. And if you don't make amal, 70 times it is worse. So this is also important. It's not enough that our children, we send them to the maktab, and as parents we are not worried whether they make namaz or anything. And we leave it to the asatiza. And the asatiza have to finish their syllabus. We have to teach so much. That's also not enough. Now our duty together with that is to bring Islamic nature, Islamic mizaj, and to bring amal on deen. And amal also is not enough. We have to build an Islamic mizaj. We were by Mufti sahab in his madrasa, and he informed us of one very important fatwa, which is very important. He said to make holiday in the madrasa Saturday, Sunday. Muftiyan have written, this is tashabbu bil kufr. That if you don't have madrasa on Saturday and Sunday, this is tashabbu bil kufr, bil kuffar. So that mizaj of deen also has to come. Our Islamic tariqah has to come alive. Not enough that I'm just making, for example, I'm making namaz with suit and tie. You ask Mufti Sahib, you say, your namaz is made. But is that the mizaj of deen? Like for example, if somebody came from Makkah Sharif and he brought zamzam for you. But when he sent it to Imam Sahib's house, he said, my imam, I must send him also some zamzam, maulana. But he sends it in castle lager beer bottle. He made it 100% pak. And now when you went and visit Maulana and you opened his fridge and you see castle lager bottle in Maulana's fridge, Maulana, what's happening here? He says, zamzam. Maulana, is zamzam in castle lager. So the same way, deen of Islam and Iman, and our outward is worse than castle lager bottle also. It is like the dressing of the kuffar. Namaz will be made and according to halat, when that is ghalib, etc. Muftiyan will give that. But let us think, What are we placing? Our outside must be also right. Our inside must also be right. Gee, so about Coca-Cola, I was saying, just an example. You give somebody Coca-Cola bottle. Label is nice, clear, but inside is black vinegar. And you give him to drink. He'll swear you, he'll fight with you. What you giving me yet? So just the label of Islam and the label of Yusuf and Muhammad and Ismail is not enough. What is inside is important. Just the outside label is not enough. So we have to give our children that we are teaching them the syllabus complete. But yeah, now they got it. And also let us not be bluffed by the title of Maulana and Haji Saab and Sufi Saab and Tablighi Saab. What is inside us is going to come. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. On Qiyamah Day, at the time of mort, what is in your heart is going to be taken out. Not what's on your tongue. If you got a parrot and you taught it beautiful kalima, zikr, salam, azan words, it will sing it, you'll be very happy. But if the parrot comes in the clutches of the cat or the dog, then it will forget all that salam and everything. And its original words of te, te, te will come out at that time. When Malakul Maut will come to us, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of ourselves before our stock will be taken. When Malakul Maut will come, how, in what condition? And then if a person puts a gun to your head, most of us go blank. Maybe it's a blank gun, but we go blank. Eh? And we forget everything. And just to give you one idea, my sister Marhuma was living out on a farm. And that was the time of the change of South Africa, which was a very dangerous, we know what crime and hijackings. One white woman who knew it is so dangerous, she was driving and she had a gun on her lap, ready for anything that happened. They hijacked her, they put her into the boot of the car, and they drove around with her for some time. Afterwards, when they left her, the police found her, asked her her name, she didn't know her name. Who is your mother, father, phone number? So blank she went. This is just a little hijacking. Maut is Allahu Akbar. What is that? فَمَا أَصْبَرَكُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. The fire of Jahannam, maut, is not a small matter. What made us unmindful? What gave us itminan that nothing is going to happen to us? Don't we know the haqiqat and reality of maut when it will hit us? At that time, in this world, she went blank completely. What will happen to a person? So this is, we have to, not only our theory of knowing, you got 100% in Bukhari Sharif, 100% in Muslim Sharif, all your kitabs, but not only your amal also, what is in your heart, what? That is why, إِذَا تَقَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. Repeat, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, daily, regularly, under the supervision of the Mashayikh, inshallah, repeating it, it will set firm in your heart. It will come out easily at the time of mort. So that is one thing which is very, very important. That the Darul Ulooms, Makatib, Tabligh Jamaat, Hanfas, we are teaching deen. But the thing is, it must come into our hearts. That change. Our amal must also be corrected. And more than amal, it must come into our hearts also, the reality. See, our students are talibul ilm, not talib de ilm. They are talibul ilm. And mashallah, students are there. They know what tarqib is this. What kind of tarqib is it, Maulana? Talibul ilm. Mudaf, mudaf ilay, idafi tarqib. And one of the things of mudaf, mudaf ilay, muhayara. That the two things are not the same. The wheel of the car is not the car. Without the wheel, the car won't move. Without ilm, there will be no deen. It will be khurafat, ikhtira'at, bid'at, mursumat, it will be anything else but deen. But the knowledge of deen is not deen. When we get qualified as ulama, today's sanads will be given, the starbandi will be made, we acquire the knowledge of ilm. The knowledge of deen. Deen is separate. Talibul ilm. Deen is separate. Eh? So deen is something else. تنكح المرأة لأربع لمالها ولحسبها ولجمالها ولدينها فاظفر بذات الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So what did the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become successful by looking for? Deen. But today the ulama who are not yet married, now they'll be next stage is to get married, they look for alimas. And when alima graduates, she looks for alim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, فَاظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الْعِلْمِ فَاظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Today we think we got ilm, I got deen. No, deen and ilm are two separate things. You got ilm, is without ilm you won't have deen. But don't think that ilm is deen. Ilm is some, you got the knowledge of deen. Deen itself is when that will, when your ma'lumat will become your ma'mula. That is when you will have deen. And that is what is required. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, he built Kaaba, shit Allahu Akbar. We build one masjid, happy people praise us, it's a great khidmat to build a masjid. He built Kaaba tul Mukarrama, Allahu Akbar. Then the Kaaba, the building was not enough. The factory you have made, the house you have built, the shop, now the work of that place must take place. So now he turned his attention, Kaaba is built now. And now the work must take place, so he made dua for the work. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ. Send a Rasul to them from amongst them, the Quraysh. And the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is murad Ibrahim. Dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now that Rasul who is going to come, he made the syllabus of Nabuwah, the syllabus of Risalat in the form of dua. What must he, when he comes, what must he do? Yatlu alayhim ayatika. The first and foremost duty is to make tilawat of ayat. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, ajal khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, should say in our time, this is the work of the makatib. Where to teach, because tilawat al Quran is mustalzam. You have to learn to make tilawat, then you can make tilawat. So this is the work of the makatib, where they learn to read Quran Sharif. That is basically the maktab work, to read Quran Sharif. So that was the first and foremost duty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people, in a little bit of their ignorance, or they are overtaken by their enthusiasm, they say, we are doing the work of Anbiya, Nabis, and you are doing the work of Ulama, and you are doing the work of Sufis. But the first work of Makatib is the primary work of Sayyidul Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, has written that Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, established three madrasas in Makkah Sharif, the most famous of which is Dar-e Arqa. By the barakat of which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was honored with Islam. And in Makkah, Medina Sharif, he established six madaris. The most famous of which was Suffa, which was a madrasa, Darul Iqama, Khanqa, everything Suffa was. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Zat-e-Nafis himself was teaching also. And Maulana is written, on one occasion he was teaching Surah Nur. And the taqaza demand came to go for jihad. He took permission, like ustads take permission till today in the madaris. He went for jihad, came back, and till where he taught, he carried on teaching from there. So this is the first. The second work, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. This is Darul Ulum's work. Now there was tilawat kitab, yeh is ta'aleem kitab and hikmah hadith. So, and that is why Bukhari says Dora hadith in our madaris is in the last year. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِيْضَاوِ جَلَالَيْنِ comes first. وَالْحِكْمَةَ last. Hadith in our darlum still today, mashallah. This is how Allah has blessed our ulama with the deep insight of the Quran Sharif. And then, when I went to Sri Lanka, and Allah put this in my mind there, that the third thing, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, normally we leave out. So I said, that if a hafiz of the Quran reads in Ramzan Sharif, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لُقْمَا وَالْكَعْبُ. Maulana, hafiz, you forgot, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. So I told them there, that I also have come just to give luqma. That practically our ulama, we did tilawat kitab, we did ta'aleem kitab, we did ta'allum kitab, we did ta'aleem kitab, and then we started teaching again. But where you zakim, we have skipped out. So I just came to give luqma, we still have to do that. Our work is still not complete. So one Maulana, Maulana Ismail there, this tabligh man, who teaches in the Madras, Muslim Sharif, etc. And in my opinion, he's the only one in the whole of Sri Lanka who is doing Khanqa work. So he told me, this on one of yours I like very much. And Maulana Ismail, he has got 4 wives and 21 children. 15 are alim and hafiz. So I said, mashallah, I was surprised. They say nothing to be surprised about. There is another person, Master Saf. He's got also 4 wives and 31 children. And 25 are alim hafiz. I say that's why he's master. He's got his master's degree. One person, somebody asked him, how many brothers, sisters are you? He said, 18. He said, what's your father's occupation? This is his occupation. That is his work to do that. So anyway, so we also have to understand, and I will really say to our beloved students who are graduating, don't regard yourself as graduated until you have spent at least minimum 40 days in the company of some of our mashayikh, who your heart takes to. If you are there to a sheikh, go to that sheikh. Otherwise to any sheikh. But who your heart takes to, then only, otherwise we have done 2/3 of our work. We did yu'allimuhumul yatlu alayhim ayatika, we did yu'allimuhumul kitab wal hikmah, and also I will appeal to all the ulama that we have to do our yuzakkihim also. Spend some time in the company of Ahlullah, then we have completed the nisab of Nabuwah. Otherwise we haven't completed it, and baghair murabba murabba banne ke hum murabbi ban gaye. We first have to become murabba, we have to be trained, then we can become murabbi. A person needed a heart some operation. The day appointed, he went to the hospital for his operation. The doctor saw this person is very frightened, tension, tensed up, very, very tensed up. He asked, what's wrong with you? Why are you so nervous, tensed up? He said, doctor, I'm a young man. I got my young wife, 3 small children, you're going to put chloroform, you're going to make me unconscious, cut me up. If I don't come back to life, what will happen to my wife, my children? So the doctor, to console him, said, my friend, don't be so tensed up. This is your first operation you're doing, this is my first operation also. Ab bichara ka kya hoga, what will happen, doctor's first operation. And the serious part is, if that doctor didn't do housemanship, in theory he got 100%, but he didn't learn under old experienced doctors how to practically do an operation, and his first operation. So what will he do? He'll put his textbook there, I read, I must do this, he'll come cut you again. Go back to the textbook, I must do, now there's some complication. Now he'll do like many of our Jamaat brothers in Ta'aleem, turning pages, so not to read from, but you see them continuously turning pages. Now ye bhi ulat pulat karega, turning the pages, yeah, now what will happen to that patient? Wallah, when we give Juma Bayan, we are making Ruhani operation. That is a physical operation, the worst can happen, he'll die. There's nothing more than that. But we are in, yeah, our Ruhani operation is wrong, it's a matter of qabr. And qabr, there are no 3 parts. It's either hufrum min hufarin nar, or jannatum min, it's a garden of the gardens of Jannah. There's no in-between place in the qabr. And if we are making a husband wife got problems and they come to us to sort out, we are doing spiritual operation. And ask ourselves, did I learn practically how to make a spiritual operation? How to treat a person? Any person, how he comes, in which condition? أَنزِلُ النَّاسِ مَنَازِلَهُمْ. And these things we cannot get from kitabs. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai, buzurgo ki nazar se paida. So this is important, that we have to stay in the company of Ahlullah. After that, do our work as much as we want to. So this is a very important. And don't, this not only for the ulama, for the public also. To spend time in the company of Ahlullah.
anyone who has got any idea of who Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah, Allahu Akbar, the author of over 1,000 kitabs, and who has been acknowledged not by Muslims, by non-Muslims. What was that lady's name, doctor? Who basically they were to the most greatest reform? Some barber or somebody, doctor informed us. She researched in the whole world that in our, this century, who did the most reformatory work in the whole world, whether it's China, whether it's India, whether it's where. She said the greatest reformer of our century is Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi. What a reformation he has brought. Anyway, Maulana says, I take qasam and say, ikhlas will not come into a person jab tak ke buzurgo ki jhootiya seedhi kar. Until you don't stay in the company of mashayikh ahlullah, ikhlas won't come into you. This is a different thing that I think I got ikhlas. That what is ikhlas? You'll only get, and who is saying this? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. Till you don't stay in their company. And their company doesn't mean a visit. Visit is different, company is different, ziyarat is different, sohbat is different. Till you don't stay. And without ikhlas, see, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made Tawriya spoke an apparent lie. On three occasions. One, when he broke the idols, man fa'ala hadha bi'alihatina, kabiruhum hadha, he said that. The other was, when they went out for their idol worship celebrations, he said, ana safin, I'm sick. And the third was, when he got married to his wife Sarah, and they were traveling, and the notorious king would lay his hands in a haram, wrongful way on any woman that was newly married. So when he asked, who is this with you? He said, Adhi Ukhti Sara, this is my sister. So, and he was his sister also. So anyway, Mufassireen say that the Quran Sharif mentioned two incidents in the Quran Sharif. Man ta'ala hadha bi alihatina ana saqeem. About Adhi Ukhti Sara, the Quran did not mention. The nukta, the point Mufassireen mentioned, those two things were 100% for Allah's rida. About his wife also, but a man, your ghairat, your wife, somebody else must put his hand on your wife. How can you tolerate? So his share was also inside. So Allah's ghairat is that ikhlas that was not to that level, Allah didn't mention it in the Quran. So this ikhlas we need. And without ikhlas, if we do amal, amal will be haba'an mansura. If without iman we do amal, kuffar's amal, and amal without ikhlas. It will like you got a house, 6 months you didn't use it. You open the house full of dust. You take one feather duster, you knock it, all the dust flies away. All amal will come like that. You'll see it, I did this, I did that, I did that. But if there wasn't ikhlas, it will just fly away. Haba'an mansura, it will be nothing whatsoever. So how important it is, see, 0 plus 0 equals 0. 0 plus 0, 10, 100, 200 zeros equals 0. Put 1 in front, 1 of iman. Now every 0, 10, 100, 1000, 10,000, million. And the one of ikhlas you need. You do it solely for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this we have to develop. If we don't have tawadu, humility. One buzur who was ready for Jummah namaz and clean kurta to put Jummah ready. He was going, there was a narrow bridge to cross. On the narrow bridge, on the other side, a dog was coming. So he told, made a sign to the dog, you go from the bottom, where there was sewage, raw sewage, urine, running. So Allah gave the dog a tongue, karamah. As Qudrat of Allah, he said, no, you go in the bottom and let me pass from on top. So he said, I'm going for Jummah. I've bath, I've cleaned clothes and that. He said, you walk through the sewage and your trouser, your legs will get napak, will get dirty. One lota of water, you can wash it and make it part, you'll be all right again. But if you go from on top and let me go from the bottom, it will be pride in you that you are better than me. And with that pride of yours, the seven oceans of the world, the water, won't be able to wash that pride of yours. And if you have to die with this pride, you won't get the fragrance of Jannah.
which goes to a distance of 500 years journey out of Jannah. And you'll have to go, if Allah did not make you maaf, you'll have to go to Jahannam to burn that pride out of you. Then you die with Iman, you will go to Jannah. And then that dog said, I did this favor to you to inform you. We are not being informed. I did this favor to you because last week one of my family, a small puppy, it was shivering in the cold, it was dirty, you told somebody take it, wash it, feed it, make it warm. In jaza wifaqa, you did a good deed to one of my family. I'm informing you of this now. Now think how much pride have we got. Ilm brings pride in us. Our dressing today, we dress smart, impressive, amama, jubba, khutbah. We don't know how much of pride. And our outward appearance, we think I'm inside also like that. We dress like a big buzurg, all say Maulana, Hazrat. And just by them saying, I think I am Hazrat, I am Maulana. But we know what we are. But we forget. And we think I'm somebody. So this pride, greed, jealousy, how are we going to wash this away? Until that's not the department of Darul Uloom. That's not the department of Tabligh Jamaat. Tabligh Jamaat is wonderful, it's doing great work. But Islah and Nafs work, Tazkiyah to Nafs, Allah has kept a shoba and a department of its own. Kunu ma'as-sadiqin, ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. Yes, Allah has kept a shoba of its own. Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Main chal raha hoon, aap mere saath aaye. May Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of deen. Every effort of deen is absolutely essential. And every effort of deen must work hand in hand together. Look, the eye. We need eyes, we can't say eyes enough, I don't need a tongue. Nose is enough, I don't need an ear. And remember, your eyes cannot do the work of your tongue. And the tongue cannot do the work of the eyes. The Darul Ulooms cannot do the work of Tabligh Jamaat. Tabligh Jamaat cannot do the work of Khanqah. Every has got its own function. And the jor in our body is by the ruh. If there is ruh, the eyes will help the tongue. The hands will help the legs. Every part will help one another. If there is no ruh, then the eyes can be perfect, but they are not going to function. The ruh of the ummah is jor and muhabbat. If we feel we are the only ones doing work, others are doing nothing, they're wasting their time, the jor is broken, the ummah is broken. You are breaking the ummah if you have that. May Allah give us the proper understanding to bring the whole of deen alive, every department of deen, and what muhabbat and jor we work, and we bring deen alive. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.